Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, at 8:47, quickly to Joe Ogeron, Louisiana State Representative, who happens to be a physicist, to talk about Poggi and Menhaden. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. You hear me all right?
Yes, sir. I can hear you fine. Let's talk about Menhaden and Poggi. Same thing? Interchangeable?
Same thing.
Okay.
Two flavors. There's an Atlantic species up that they catch near Virginia. They've had issues up there. Their sports fish of choice is what's called the striped bass. And then there's the Gulf variant of Menhaden down here. And, of course, all the things that we love down here, redfish, trout, everything else, is where the stakeholder conflict is coming from.
Yeah, where's the controversy come in? Where's the conflict?
The controversy is, of course, always industrial-sized vessels and industrial reduction Menhaden industry coming so close to the shores and the beach. Menhaden is a pelagic species, an ocean-going fish. Every year they say the Menhaden industry is not overfished. They barely touch 2%, meaning 98% of them in the Gulf are left perfectly fine, so we're not overfishing them. Problem is they're coming all the way up to very, very shallow waters, and they're basically doing what we call isolated depletion. They're taking Menhaden from the sport coastal species that we rely on here in Sportsman's Paradise. So the conflict's always been, how far back should they be off the coast to still be able to catch their quota of Menhaden to supply for omega-3 fish oil and fish protein and food and fertilizer and all the things that they use the protein for, and still try to minimize the effect on those coastal species that we recreationally love to catch and fish here in Louisiana.
Do humans eat these things at all, pogies?
Absolutely not. They are inedible for humans. They're a bony, oily, little 6-inch fish.
No way to process them to feed hungry people or anything like that?
No, not at all. They're ground up whole, and they come out they make three things: water, pure water that they're able to put back into the ecosystem, an oil, omega-3 oil that goes exactly into the supplements that we all take for our healthy heart, and a solid brown powder, which is a fish meal protein that goes into many, many different things. Pet foods, alligator feed, crawfish bait, fish food. And I don't mean the flakes you put in your aquarium. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about fish food, that little pellets that feed fish forms.
So if you
that's got, what it goes into.
If 98% of the Menhaden survive out in the Gulf, it would seem to me to make every bit of sense, not being in the Menhaden industry, to say, well, you know what, you guys have to spend a little bit more on gas, but they have plenty of Menhaden out there. Go get them. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Okay.
But if you ever had to try to catch a wild animal, you know, in the middle of a field, it's always easier up against a fence line.
I got
you.
So
if you could get them in the shallow waters, that's basically what they're doing, and as cost-effectively and as profitably as humanly possible.
But would it be, because in other areas, well, let me take you through this. What about other areas? Is the Menhaden industry more popular off the coast of Louisiana or in Louisiana because of the fact that we let them get so close to the shore as opposed to other states?
Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas have all seen the writing on the wall and have all done common sense legislation to keep them either in Florida. I think it's a complete ban. They don't allow the type of net gear that's used, which is called the purse seine there. and Alabama, Mississippi have buffers that they keep them about a mile off the coast in somewhat deeper water to use this particular type of net gear so it doesn't touch the seafloor. And Texas has common sense regulation in the form of a quota that lets them only lets them take a very small amount out of their waters. Louisiana, wild, wild west. Go for it.
So is that because of the political influence that I read the story and I can make a case where, okay, Louisiana doesn't have the beaches and they're not as concerned as is, say, the other states, Florida or Mississippi or Alabama or Texas? Or is it about political influence that the menhaden industry has, and how big of an employer are they, Joe?
They're, they probably have, I would say, 1,000 people, Two companies, both foreign owned, that hire Americans because of the Jones Act. They have to do that with American sailors and mariners. But I think in each one of the two companies in three locations, it's about 300 people. So altogether, you're talking about 1,000 people.
So we had worked a thing out where they had made the buffer zone, they did a bycatch study, et cetera, et cetera. Where do we stand now with all of this?
Well, I had ran legislation to start at a 1 mile buffer, similar to some of the other states. Was told I needed to compromise, get it down to a 0.5 mile. That unfortunately failed, and I was unable to get any. It basically politically it got killed. Then a couple of years later, they had net tear accidents and put a whole bunch of dead fish, both redfish and menhaden, on the beach in Holly Beach, and the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission stepped up and basically said, we're going to have you at a 1 mile buffer, and that was getting ready to go into effect. And we had a change in the administration. The governor appointed some different people into the commissioner's board, the Wildlife and Fishery Commission. And then all of a sudden, that 0.5 mile, we were told you needed to compromise back to from the 1 mile to a 0.5 mile. And that's where it's been. And we've been at a kind of a laissez-faire of saying, as long as y'all don't have any major disruptions at a 0.5 mile, and y'all abide by that buffer, we'll kind of not run any more legislation against y'all. And that's where we've been up until recently. Recently, they did put in for a request to erode the buffer. So that's where we're at now.
We'll talk to you again. We'll watch how this happens, how it proceeds. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time. Joe Ogeron, Louisiana State Representative, who happens to be a physicist as well. 854. And an adjunct professor of some other things. Plus, he used the word pelagic, which should get him a coffee mug, but we don't have any more because he improved the vocabulary of the audience. 854 Traffic, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.